Welcome back to another episode of Ranger Chronicles. I am your host, Charlie Niemeyer. Today, we are watching the sixth episode of Power Rangers Megaforce, Harmony and Discord, which first aired on March 9th, 2013, written by Seth Walther and directed by James Barr. And without any further ado, we're going to jump right into this one, and we're going to start in 3, 2, 1, go! By the way, that is a generic name to come up with for a set of Rangers that don't have any obvious theme. Wait up. Emma.
I've called up a new ally, Discord.
Did someone say my name? That's music to my ears. Get it? Because this guy right here is all about music. Check it out. Superstar of guitar. The power of rock and roll is just too hot to hold. And he actually thinks he's good.
Horrible.
It's so bad, it hurts. I'm tops on the axe. Awesome to the max.
And yet you were clapping for it, apparently. Thank you. I miss Pumpkin Rapper now.
So who here wants backstage passes? To what? My concert. I'm gonna rock their world. And if you want to see the show, I'll take care of you, little beep. You blowhard. I'll take care of you.
Wait, let's use his music against the humans.
How can he hear her with all that wind?
Troy, what are you doing here?
Sorry, I saw you earlier, but you didn't hear me. Wow, Emma, you're an incredible singer.
Thanks. I get that from my mom. I remember she'd sing that song each year when the trees came into bloom. It's probably where my love of nature came from.
Singing wow, it's amazing.
Reminds me of her.
Just blooming like that. Oh.
It's getting late. You better hurry, or we're gonna be late for school.
Seriously? They can work on CGI for that, but they couldn't print up new cards. That's hilarious.
What's with this music? Come on, guys.
right next to the plaza.
Troy! Emma! Troy, it's too loud! Can you hear me?
Just meet us at the plaza.
Meet you there!
Go, go, Megaforce! Now, check out this sweet move! Yeah!
Okay, that's actually kind of funny.
Really? It just sounds loud to me.
Yeah, it's bad, but it's not that bad.
It must be because we were closer when it first started.
Come on! You all need to run to safety.
We can't take much more of this, Emma!
Turn off that noise!
Huh? Noise? How dare you! I'm the greatest musician in the entire universe!
What?
No one gives me a bad review! Loogies, attack!
People, get going!
Don't just stand here!
Now, quickly!
Go!
Come on!
We can handle this!
Teach these haters!
To be fair, they weren't standing, they were sitting there, but okay.
You diss my tunes and that ain't nice! Now you buffoons will pay the price!
Down here! Activate!
Summon Bevel here!
Luckily, this song isn't hurting me like the last one!
Yeah, it just seems to be powering up these loogies.
We've got to stop them before this music really amps up their power.
Yeah, check it out.
I wonder what they're going to use to explain this, because I'm betting it's because of their sky power or whatever in the Sentai, but I wonder what it is in here. Ooh, missed. I wonder what just blew up. Oh, it really did work.
Thank you, Rangers. My power cords knocked you out. Now it's time to rock and roll over some more humans.
You guys okay?
Troy, Emma.
No. We let that monster get away.
We'll get him next time, man.
We have to.
Before more people get hurt.
His methods to be rather effective, Creepop.
He's too full of himself to succeed.
That is why I will send you, Vrock. Keep him concentrated on destroying those Rangers.
You would choose Vrock instead of me, Admiral? Why?
Discord's act needs to be reined in with...
Like that footage we just watched was reused from last episode. When Vrock was... getting upset about the fact that they were hurting the bee lady from last episode. Okay, they look like they're junior high compared to the Rangers.
Normal music's affecting her now.
Man, that gig was rocktastic. I'm a local sensation because I'm so fantastic.
What you need is a manager to take you to the big time.
Yeah, my talents are too epic to waste on just one little city. Hey, do you want to be my manager?
Agreed. I will make you a big star.
Excellent. I'm the greatest musician of all time. I'm the czar of guitar, an artist without par. The rocketest by far.
Your music deserves to be heard by the whole world.
Yeah.
I can make a device that will broadcast your show across the entire planet. Your music will hit harder than you ever thought possible.
All right. Get out those...
That feels like a scene where the rock footage there was... him convincing that guy to join the bad guys? Like, he wasn't someone they sent down originally? Oh. That's gonna hurt them.
Man, it's loud in here today. What? I said it's loud in here today. What did you say? I can't hear you. The music's too loud.
Noah, I said it's Ernie.
Can you please turn the music down, buddy?
Just
What? Okay, the thing with the smiles, that was funny.
Emma had the same problem. Peace and quiet.
Careful with that machine. After our citywide sound check, that thing's gonna broadcast my music around the globe. Excellent. Here we go. First this sound check, then the...
Now, ironically, this area looks a lot like the, same stage where the Mighty Morphin Rangers fought, was it King Sphinx? Way, way back. But because that's Sentai footage and that's the same concert venue, I guess. Probably not, but okay. Interesting. They're not doing the... They didn't actually do the Morphin call. Okay, he either has that microphone backwards or tilted wrong. But not that it really matters, but yeah. How badly stereotypical can you be? They... Okay. He also seems to have become immune to the problem.
Traverse the universe to kick it with this verse. Always the best, never be worse. I'm just so good that it hurts.
Can't concentrate. That noise!
Then you can't win this fight either.
From that horrible music, but you humans have no such protection. And now I shall finish you all.
Is that armor different from what he was wearing on the ship? I okay, maybe.
Huh? Huh? What is that horrible sound?
Wait, what is happening?
Who is that?
Is it Emma?
I didn't know Emma could sing.
Okay, but where's the music coming from for it? And how is it working that well without any microphone or anything? At least it's better than that deer song from Wild Force. They look like cherry blossom flowers. Oh, hey, there that goes. You could do a three-part blaster? Okay. So, I'm sure no child ever noticed, but I'm pretty sure Troy's sword fighting style is going to change for next season. I might be wrong, though. We'll see. And they can't call it the Super Mega Force Blaster because that's next season. So very clever editing to make sure that they don't have to worry about trying to match the background footage to match the Sentai. We never saw any American footage of the Rangers versus Vrak, or this part.
We have to thank you two.
You came up with the plan.
Really?
It was all Emma's doing. Your singing made the difference.
Thanks, Troy.
Now, let's go finish the job.
Go save Megazords! Activate!
Summon Megazords!
Jam session, once and for all.
Right. Locking in and set.
Get ready.
It's This must be a short fight considering all the preamble they're using this time around. Okay, make up your minds. How is it not hurting her, but hurting him? I'm so confused now. Okay, that's kind of a cool shot. Get it? Because the song is The Rhythm Is Gonna Get You? Pretty sure it's an 80s song. Oh, we've never seen this sword catch on fire before. Not since, not here anyway.
Craziness of that battle, I completely forgot to say, you're an amazing singer.
Yeah, seriously. Not kidding.
Well, my friends, here are low-fat treats just for you. Hey, did you guys hear that concert yesterday?
We were just talking about that.
Oh, that was the most alluring, most transcendent singing.
Hey, Emma's wearing a different outfit, I think, today, again. Like that part. Okay. It's a great way to lose your customers, though, buddy. And they didn't even pay. That's just rude. So, no real explanation for why Troy and Emma were affected more, other than because they were closer when he started. I don't think if that really works, but okay. I liked the running gag of Gia being like, stop doing something, and they stop, and she just says thanks and smiles. That was kind of cute. I am pretty sure that when Jake and Gia and Noah show up at the concert venue area, Discord and the Loogies are in performance mode when they first show up, and then switch to setting up mode. So I don't know if that was a problem with the Sentai footage or if that was a bad cut in the Power Ranger version. The problem I don't like with these kinds of episodes is he's playing this loud music that is going out everywhere. Even before he had the transmitter, it was going out everywhere. She is but a teenage girl with human voice. There's no way it is going out that loud. And apparently the cherry blossoms help with the... No, that part was weird. As far as the acting goes this time, not terrible. Troy wasn't the center of attention, so he didn't have to say as much. Although he did have at least one line that he had to add in later post-production during the voiceover session. I think it was about the time when he was angry that they let Vrak, or not Vrak, Discord get away. Otherwise, not bad. There was actually one little bit I was actually kind of impressed. When they first meet Discord, he does something, hits his chest with his hand, and they actually use a sound effect of like hitting a guitar. That was kind of cool to, you know, keep up the appearance that thing on the front is a guitar. So that was pretty cool. But anyway, that's going to do it for this time. Next time, we'll be watching the 7th episode of Power Rangers Megaforce. Who's crying now? So until then, I hope you all have a good one. Take care, and may the power protect you. Bye, everybody.
Thank you for listening to Ranger Chronicles. Feedback for the show can be sent to prchronicles@gmail.com, or feel free to leave a comment on the show's posting at powerrangerchronicles.com. All images and music heard on the show are copyright the respective copyright holders and are used for entertainment purposes only. No infringement is intended. This show is dedicated to everyone, both in front of the camera and behind the scenes, who have worked to bring us Power Rangers since 1993. Ranger Chronicles is a proud member of the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Network. Please be sure to stop by twotruefreaks.com to check out more great shows. Thank you, and may the power protect you. We'll